This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, everybody, it's Melinda. Recently, we were able to get in contact with Zachariah Smith's people and set up an interview to talk to him. Now, for those of you who may not know, there's a show on TV called American Idol, and currently the show is down to the top 8 singers, and one of those top 8 singers will be this year's American Idol. Zachariah Smith is from Amory, and we were able to get in touch with his manager. They very kindly hooked us up together, and we did a quick interview. And in the interview, he tells about some things that are going on with him and how you can vote to keep him or whoever is your choice for American Idol in the running. I hope you enjoy the interview.
Hello.
I am so excited to say that today I have on the phone with me Mr. Zachariah Smith. And if you don't know who that is, you need to do a quick Google search and you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. This guy is on American Idol. He is down to, what are you down to now, the top 8?
Yes, ma'am, the top 8.
And he is from right here at home in Amory, Mississippi. And Amory's been on all of our minds recently. How's it going down there in Amory?
You know what? I've not been down to Amory for a while, being in the American Idol process, but I have been keeping in touch with people, and it sounds like the community is slowly healing.
So how do you like L.A.?
L.A. is a lot different. I'm not used to this big city life. I've been used to living in Amory for the past year, so it's a little different for me. But, you know, I'm slowly adjusting, but I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Okay, Zachariah, are you adjusting? This is a huge leap to go from Amory to L.A. and to be an absolute star across America just so suddenly. Is it becoming real or does it all feel like a dream?
Well, you know, it feels real in some ways, but it also feels like a dream in others. Every opportunity I get to be on stage here, I'm just truly grateful and I'm truly blessed, honestly. It feels like a dream, you know. Amory is helping making my dreams come true along with the rest of America, and it's a pretty cool factor to have.
Okay, let's talk about what you love about the whole process, and then I want you to tell everybody how to vote for you to keep you on the show. It's got to be hours and hours of work. Is it fun or is it nerve-wracking?
Oh, I mean, it's a fun process, but it is also, you know, a lot of hard work. We go to the studio every day and we're vocal coaching and, you know, doing interviews and camera filming. And so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. We have stage rehearsal, wardrobe that we go through, but, you know, it, like I said, it's really, really fun. It's just such a cool opportunity for me to be able to show everybody who I am as an artist and to entertain and perform.
What would you say to somebody out there that's 14 or 15 that has your same dream?
You know, I had the same dream at 14, 15, and it's not easy. I didn't get accepted at that age. And if you don't get accepted once, keep on going. This industry is really hard to get into, and not everybody's going to get that first initial yes. It may take you a few tries, but don't ever give up.
Do you have a song that you've loved the most that was the most fun to perform?
Oh my goodness. You know what? I've been asked that question a lot, but I think one that's really been sticking out to me was Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. I mean, it was a fun song. Everybody loved it. And I also had the pretty cool sparkly jacket on that song as well.
Yeah, your wardrobe people are great. They really have seen who you are, and it just comes out on stage and it just becomes a part of your whole thing. I love how they've dressed you.
Oh, yeah. We don't always get it right, honestly. It may take a few tries, but we get it eventually.
The most important thing right now is that you keep going. And so I want to let you tell everybody how to vote for you, how to share this story with others so that we can get as many votes for you as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's three first initial ways to vote. You can download the American Idol app to create you an ABC account, and you will be allowed to vote up to 10 votes. You can also text my number 11. My old number used to be 6. It is no longer 6. I know some people had gotten confused last time. My new number is 11, and it will not change for the rest of the season. You can text that number to 21523 and keep texting 11 until you've reached the maximum amount of votes. And then you can go to AmericanIdol.com/vote and vote up to 10 times on the website.
Yeah, and I want to make clear, because I just did not realize this at all either. You don't have to choose one of those. You can do all three. You can vote 30 times.
Yes, you can vote 30 times, 3 different methods. And what really helps is if you send out chains, put it in your contacts and say, hey, go vote for this guy. Text the number 11 to 21523. That really, really helps boost up the votes as well.
Zachariah, you know, you and I have one thing in common.
What's that?
I was born in Amory also.
You were born in Amory?
I was born in Amory. I sure was. We have that small, it's not our voices. It's not my singing voice. It's just that we were born there.
I actually wasn't born in Amory.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was actually born in Indiana.
Okay, Zachariah, you've ruined my whole thing. I was going to say we had that in common. I've eaten at Bill's. Does that count?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We've got one thing in common. We both love us a Bill's hamburger.
That's exactly right. Mustard and pickle.
Mustard and pickle. There you go.
Okay, Zachariah, tell me one more time when and where, how to vote, and what day, all of it, so everybody knows.
All right. American Idol is live coast to coast. It starts at the beginning of the show and ends at the ending of the show. So you have a two-hour period to get in your maximum amount of votes. So like I said, text the number 11-21523. Go on to the website, AmericanIdol.com/vote, and download the American Idol app.
Give us a scoop. Have you decided what your first album is going to be? What sort of music?
You know, I've been talking with the record labels about that a lot, and we're kind of up in the air right now. But I told them, you know, no matter what comes out, I want it to be something that people's going to enjoy. So you may hear a little bit of rock country. That's something that I'm leaning towards. You could almost honestly just hear a little bit of everything, but no matter what I put out, expect it to have Zachariah Smith's stamp on it.
Well, then we'll enjoy it, and we'll play it on both radio stations. If it's a rock country, then we can do both. So we'll play you either
way.
Thank
you. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking time.
You know what? I'm thankful for each opportunity that I get.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and to watch this happen. Best wishes. I hope you go all the way.
Hey, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay, that's it, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that interview. We'll get you back to your favorite playlist now.